I'm Bill Wheelhouse with Tim Landis on the WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. Work begins on a Springfield bottleneck, and a landmark chili parlor is back open under a slightly different name. Tim Landis, we're seeing work on Wabash Avenue.
The drivers on the west side probably have noticed the construction signs at Veterans Parkway in Wabash, for instance, but this is commonly called the Wabash bottleneck. It's a section of heavily traveled avenue between Cokie Mill Road and Springfield, almost to the village of Curran. And the Illinois Department of Transportation started a $25.6 million construction project this week to eliminate that bottleneck. They'll take it from 3 to 5 lanes.
That work is now underway?
It is underway, and they're expecting it's going to take 2.5 construction seasons, depending on the weather, as always. But they should be completed in the fall of 2015. Now, in addition to the lanes, they'll be moving a couple of intersections, realigning them, updating some other intersections, and adding new traffic lights. There'll be wider shoulders for bicyclists. According to IDOT figures, there's something like 15,000 cars a day travel that corridor. It's a popular commuter route. So this one has been in the works for about 10 years, and certainly a lot of drivers will be glad to see those extra lanes. It is going to be a bit of a headache over the next few summers. They'll be down to one-lane traffic from time to time.
You got to sit in a courtroom and watch proceedings that involve Jeff Parsons, who was the founder of THR and Associates. Can you bring us up to date on what has been a very interesting bankruptcy case and more?
Well, this case just goes on. Jeff Parsons founded THR and Associates in Springfield. That company went bankrupt. Subsequently, a group of employees filed a class action lawsuit we've talked about, and a judge awarded them $12.3 million in overtime pay and penalties. Up to now, Jeff Parsons had not shown up in court for any of the hearings, but a judge ordered him to be in court last week, and he was here from Texas. The essence of it is he started another company called NCCA in Texas, where he now lives, and it does the same thing that THR did. They go to hotels and other venues, buy gold, coins, jewelry, antiques, collectibles, and then resell those. So it's essentially the same business, and of course, the judge wanted to know where all the money has gone from that business, and Parsons didn't have a lot of good answers. He's due back in court next month.
And it seems like on this little program and conversation, we talk about chili a lot.
This is Springfield.
Yeah, and the Joe Rogers original recipe chili parlor is going to be back in family hands, but with a slightly different name.
You might recall Joe Rogers was closed for a couple of months early this year, went out of business. Marianne Rogers, who's part of the family namesake, took the business over again and plans to reopen it. But it will reopen simply as the Chili Parlor there at 820 South 9th Street. And she was telling us there's been some complications with the former owners over ownership of the original name that might come back eventually. But at least for the time being, it will reopen next month as the Chili Parlor in the same location, same recipes. So the folks who have been looking for that, just a few more weeks.
Tim Landis, look for what Tim Landis is working on daily in the SJR.